Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel, begin Amud Alf, begin the Tez, the Masel Tez, begins the words of the Gemara, and Alav, rather, isn't it talking about that the Reisha is Bavid Zar? When they mention Shar Mitzvahs in the Reisha, that's actually referring to idolatry. Besefa B'Shar Mitzvahs, and the Sefa when they mention it, it means literally Shar Mitzvahs. Tez finds a difficulty. Why didn't the Gemara explain it in a different way? And Tez answers. That is, the Gemara brought that Rava explains the Reisha of the Braisa, which said the stringency of Shabbos over, quote, Shar Mitzvahs, that by Shabbos, if you do two Isurim in one lapse of awareness, you can mechayev each one individually in contrast to Shar Mitzvahs. That Shar Mitzvahs, as the Gemara concluded, refers to Avodah Zarah. That if you do Zivir, Kitter, Nisach, all those things of Avodah Zarah in one lapse of awareness, only mechayev one. The end of the Braisa, which says that there's a stringency of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos, by Shar Mitzvahs, Shagag, without Meskavim, you can mechayev, Shabbos can be Pater. That the Gemara ultimately concluded that cannot be talking about Shar Mitzvahs by Avodah Zarah. Rather, if someone thinks that this is a this for benefit fat, he thinks it's Shuman permitted fats, he eats it, he's going to be liable in contrast by Shabbos, he's going to be Pater. Abtaisa asked, Tamil Ritza, one to the re, the look makula b'Shar Mitzvahs. Why couldn't you explain? Because now the way we're explaining it, part is Avodah Zarah when it says Shar Mitzvahs, part is Shar Mitzvahs literally. So the re is bothered. Why didn't you explain all of it literally by Shar Mitzvahs? Umay, then the difficulty comes back. So then what does it mean in the ratio when we say the Chayim of Shabbos or B'Shar Mitzvahs? The B'Shabbos, if you do two laps of awareness, you can be having each one. And Mashayin Kin, B'Shar Mitzvahs are conscious by other mitzvahs, which the Gemara only found that by the Zara. Says Taisus, what do you mean? You could explain it, for example, where the person went and he slaughtered and he threw the blood of Kodshim out of the Zara. They in the Chayim of Lachas, where they're also, it's not just by the Zara, they're also, you can be having only one liability. The pasuk says Sham Tassel, but there you should do it, which it's forbidden to do it out of the Azaram. The pasuk makes it into one act of doing for all the different activities related to the carbon, whether it's the Shechita, the Zrika. Now, it says Taisa, even Rebbe Vo, now with the Pollock, even Rebbe Vo, who differentiates and he disagrees with that interpretation, maybe he agrees that Rebbe Shmuel, B'Shechita, B'Zrika, according to B'Shmuel, at least by the slaughtering and the spraying of the blood. According to Bekiva, by love is Rika, by the elevating it onto the sacrifice and throwing the blood, you're going to have a category that even though it's more than one Isser, you're going to be liable only for one of them, because the Mechad Kroy Nafkim, because as the Gemara teaches over there, you learn that from one Pasuk. So therefore, that's what the Reish would mean. It means literally Shar Mitzvahs of, not just Avodah Zarah, of Shechita and Zrika. So too, Veshagar B'Lem Eskavim, regarding the Seifa, when it's done in error without intent, where we're saying B'Shar Mitzvah Mi Pater and Shabbos Mi Chayiv, is that B'Shar Mitzvah that you're going to be Chayiv and Shabbos Mi Pater, is Kigun Sh'Neskav and Lishchid Behemoth Chulun, where, for example, he had in mind to slaughter a Chulun animal, V'Yitzarch L'Shal Chulun, and he needed the Chulun animal, V'Nitzah Shal Kachim. Turns out that really it was Kachim. Where there, you're going to be Chayiv for slaughtering Kachim Machutz, with the Kabbalah B'Shabbos and the same exact case in the equivalent by Shabbos, which would be Niskav and Lach Tachtalish, where you had a mind to cut something that was detached. Nimtzav Chubba, turns out that was attached. And you only needed that which was detached. You can be Patrik because the Melech Mach Shabbos being, you need a calculated Malacha. And therefore, so why didn't the Gemara say the Braisa by Shar Mitzvah is all in the same case, talking about by Kachin, which in the Risha you'd be Patr and the Sefer you'd be Chayef. So what you could say is the loyment seen on lefrushi hachim. No, we couldn't have said it in this case of the kachim machutz, because then the mashma, the wording, would sound like the pater b'shabbos. Let's say by the sefer, the way we just described the case, which was he intended to cut the talish, and turns out it was mechuber, and he only needed the talish one, which is the equivalent of the case that we're describing for the kachim, where you needed the chulin one, and turns out it was kachim. That wording, the pater b'Shabbos, which is, we're saying that's the leniency of Shabbos in contrast to the Shar Mitzvahs, that sounds like why you pater, because that's the case that we're describing, because it was an error without intent. But that's not the case, because the Kai Gabin, in the case that we're describing, where you picking a different fruit, not the one that you wanted, what do you mean? Even if you intended for the one that's attached, and this taste is discussed in the previous tastes, turns out it was a different attached. Even that part you'd be exempt. Dein zem lechis machshavus is not considered a calculated malacha. So therefore, that wouldn't qualify for the case of the pater, because it's not pater because of shagablim is coming. That's pater for a different reason, because not lechis machshavus, even if it was attached. So to say, but like look, minami the marker should not smash after. Oh, so that was the problem. It's not melech machshavas. No, you and so maybe you would say that. Oh, maybe it's someone that where his machshava was done. And I'm saying not to say that. What would that case be? Let's say he had to cut what he cut. He just thought that it was detached from nimtzah. Shumachub, it turns out it was attached. Where in such a case, his machshava was done. But again, the exempt is going to be because he did not intend for this cutting. So there's no halakal maybe that you can't say. Why not? Because such a case, in potul in your Shabbos, if there you're going to be potul regarding Shabbos, mashal chataba, which again, this thesis is elaborated in the previous thesis, which lech machshavas is one idea, and here it's going to be machshavas, but you're going to be exempt for a different reason because of the pasuk hashachataba, which excludes if he's masasik, if he's preoccupied, then patur namalei nechutz. But then again, that wouldn't work with the conscious, because then the kids of shut nechutz would also be patur for that same reason. So again, that's why the Gemara didn't say this as an option of the elucidation of the shar mitzvahs that was tumah kach and machutz. But I mean, whoever said teis ad kach is another difficulty. The look makula b'shar mitzvahs, you could still give a different interpretation of the shar mitzvahs, which would not have to be this disparity of the shar mitzvahs as the Gemara is coming up over the Zohar. Kagain nirbul azachar, where for example, if let's say a man allowed himself to be sodomized by a male, v'raves azachar, and he also then sodomized the male, or v'habal behemah, if someone cohabits on the animal, or v'hebi behemah olav, or he brings the animal on him. With the bein lab by ben rabbevo, the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, in the chayav alachas, only giving him one liability because they both learned from the same pasuk. And whereas in the contrast by Shabbos, you can be chayav each one individually. And Bahasha, now you can understand the sefer by shagav b'lim eskav matukim shaper. Regarding when it's done the air without intent, that would make sense because the miftah b'Shabbos mashachata. But regarding Shabbos, you'd be exempt because it's considered misasik, excluded from this pasuk. Ukugun shnas mashap. Then we would explain that. Yeah, it wouldn't be part of because of Malach Machshavas. It would be because you did your Machshava. For example, if he intended to cut which was detached, it turns out that it was attached where he did his Machshava. Whereas Vagabi Arayis, which and we said that originally in the previous interpretation of a Kutchum, but we said by Kutchum you would also be Pater. But over here in the case we're describing, where regarding either a homosexuality or regarding bestiality, but Vagabi Arayis in such cases, Loi Mifter, one would not be exempt because of Misasik, because that's halacha. If you're having pleasure, even if it's Misasik, one would still be chayiv. So therefore, that should be a good interpretation of which Taisus is bothered why the Gemara didn't say that. So Taisus explained the reason why the Gemara did not interpret the Brice of Shar Mitzvahs and say that the Chaim of Shabbos of Shar Mitzvahs is regarding slaughtering or throwing the blood of Kach and Machutz, where on Shabbos, if you do two malachas in one lapis of Wernsi Chayiv two, But by slaughtering and throwing the blood, you only have one. And then the seif would mean that the chaim of shamitz of Shabbos is that by Shabbos you be pater. It's told about by Ein Miskaven and Sheikh Bechutz would be if you that's the problem that Taisus is saying. But the case would have been that if you would slaughter in the outside, and if you intended for this animal, it turns out you slaughtered a different one, you'd be chayv. And Shabbos, if you intend to the equivalent case would be to detach and to a detached one, it turns out that it's attached, and it really needs only the detached one, it'd be potter, because it's not a Malach HaShabbos. Taisus says, no, then you can't say that, because the same of the Brice is making it sound like the reason why you'd be potter by Shabbos is because Shagam and Miskaven, but that's not true. The exemption would be simply because it's not a Malach HaShabbos. And even if, says Taisus, you're saying that he intended for what's attached, and it turns out that he detached something else that he'd be potter, but the difficulty is then the equivalent should be also by the case of the kach machutz. Now, but Taisa is bothered. Why didn't the Gemara explain the Braisa that shagog bedreva and nirvo or bal behema and hevi behema love? Where in such a case you should be potter because of ein miskaven. And whereas by the case of the Arayis, not going to be Pater, because Mesasik Mechala Paradis is going to be Chayiv, this does not answer that question. The next Tez, the Master, is beginning the words of the Gemara, Ho'itza Shnei Bati Nirin. Whoever makes two of the strings on the heddle rings, which Tez comments on this halacha, parenthetical, where in the Lamentes Malachas, so there was a few of them talking about by making garments, Ho'itza Shnei Bati Nirin, like our Tez, the Maskel, weaving two threads, and thinning out the two threads and all these other ones. So Taisus is bothered. Tzarech lefarash, you have to explain lama pirish kan, why are we here by the case of like oisa shtei bat nirin, uba origin by weaving, uba tzeh and thinning out, uba taifer and by sewing, uba kaisim and writing, It mentions a shear. It says the measurement, how much is to be liable. Same with the shear, more than all the lamed tes malachas, where it doesn't say the measurement. Tesis does not answer that question. The master says, begin to wizard the Gemara, hakeisha b'hamater, tying a knot and untying a knot. Which Tesis comes to discuss, do you need, when you're untying the knot, with the intention to go ahead and then to tie it in a knot? Which Tesis says, tzarachin, one has to analyze, imachayev b'mater is a liability by untying, shaloy amanas likshur, even if it's not with the intention of retying it as a knot, or no, then you wouldn't be liable. Because we find by many of the other types of destructive acts, like kireya and seiser, that they're and the meichik, that they're only if it's amanas to do the constructive opposite of that, which is to write or to sew. What's the halacha with tying and untying a knot? So it says a madloy tani leif, and the fact that it doesn't say kedetani like it says by meichik amanas lichtav to erase on with the intention of writing. Ain la doctor, that's not a right that, oh, here we didn't say that it doesn't have to be like that. Because the achanam le gitani, because similarly we don't say say someone else live noise. Mishnah doesn't say that demolishing has to be with the intention of building. Yet it prepared with Mehmet Leek in the Gemara previously of Laman Alpham and Beza. I mean, the head of the Gemara explicitly says to be in the say someone else live noise. That the demolishing is only liable if it's with the intention of building. So therefore that wouldn't be a right. Now, so too says, Tesla Lafima Shapir Shashim be Gemara. Based on what Rashi says in the Gemara later on the Ayandam and Beza. That if it's going to happen to be, the Gemara is trying to discuss over there, what is this malacha of matir? So one of the positions opined is that if what happens to be that two knots are near each other, and two threads one near another, where shari chad and maniachad, so you'll untie one and then you'll untie one and leave one, which mashma that sounds like that the mechayev b'lo emanas likshur, that the liability of matir is even but not in the intention of tying the knot, because that case is, you don't want two knots near each other, so they untie one of the knots. That wasn't to retie it, because actually the knot is not good over there. So based on Rashi's interpretation, actually you would see the matir is chayev shalom as likshur. The problem is, says Tesis, the Lashon Kata, the Lashon of the Gemara over there, loy mashma kibrusha, doesn't sound like Rashi's interpretation, as Rashi himself forewarns that Kata, Rashi explains, means to say that you're just leaving it as a knot. The problem is, the word cut actually sounds like you're making a knot. But according to Rashi, you're not really making a knot. Of a Rach Pirsh, but the Rabbin Chanal, he gives a different interpretation in that Gemara, which based on that, actually you can have an opposite inference. It also sounds like in the Risham like Rabbin Chanal. That case over there, when the Gemara is attempting to explain where do you find the Malacha of Matar in the Mishkan, Kishanifsik Chud Bishnei Mekoymes Benikshav. Let's say a thread got detached in two places, and then you knot it, then in those two places, you knot it. Now you want that there shouldn't be two knots on one thread, because it doesn't look so seemly. So what they would do is matirin bezak shom. They would untie the two knots. U'mashlichin l'chutz emtzei, the middle part, they would throw away. And then machayitz v'kishr shteh rashim zebezeh. Then they would go back and tie the two opposite ends. And all that ve'im ba'el l'keshach, that you only have one knot now. Ah, so therefore that's where they would have untying. So it says Lefiza Mashma, based on Rabbi Chanan's interpretation, it sounds like the Boyimata Manas Likshur. There, the untying was with the intention of then retying the other ends. So therefore, that would actually sound not like Rashi. The Mat is only Manas Likshur. And Lefiza says the Hodle Tani Le B'Matir. And so then, why doesn't it say explicitly in the Mishnah that Matir is only if it's Amnas Likshur or Beseiser, and by demolishing it's only Amnas Livnais? Parashat Perek Beis Tesis explained the second paragraph of La'amal v'amabez and Rasul Maseiser, where there explains that we only mention those that we need to say the shear of that, how much has to be amanas that tikkun. But those which don't have that shear, therefore, those are the cases that we did not have to mention.